Hey everybody, I'm Adrian, and welcome back to Why Am I Like This? So today's episode is the final one of the series for The Tiger King. The first episode was two ago, and we covered episodes one and two, and then last week we did three and four, and this week we're going to finally close everything out. And if you just heard that was Aaron. I literally have no idea what he was doing. So anyway, today's episode is going to be all about closing out the Tiger King. But before we move on, I'm going to fill you in on what's been going on with me lately. And I have to give you your weekly joke. So what has been going on with me lately? Probably the same thing that's been going on with you lately. This is week seven of, actually, I think it's week seven, might be week six, but I think this is the seventh podcast that I've released, since I've started working from home, and, things really haven't changed all that much. I still haven't, cleaned all my, mashed all my lids to the bottom of my Tupperware yet. I'm sure that eventually I'll get around to it. That's a lie. I'm probably not going to get around to it. But I did bake some brownies that I'm pretty excited about from scratch, not out of a box or nothing. I'm telling y'all, I'm Betty Crocker. And from last week, we were talking about true crime podcast. Okay, and that's what I'm going to kind of talk about right now, just for a couple minutes, because I have still been listening to the true crime podcast, and there's some things that I need to share with you about that. The first is that I probably should stop listening to it, because me and Aaron have become paranoid, and the other day we were sitting in the living room and someone, like, this is just randomly in the afternoon, someone just like knocks on the door, and me and Aaron were just like, nope, we're not gonna answer, nope, not answering that, because that's how you wind up on the first 48, you answer the door to a stranger. So, it turned out that it was actually just a FedEx package, and, we were being paranoid for nothing, but we were both just like, nope, not it. Okay, so the true crime podcast that I listened to, there's two girls, and they always talk about, well, I don't know about always, but, because I'm still on the first season, I guess, but they always talk about, putting together an If I Go Missing folder. So, this is not my idea. I did not come up with this. So, let me go ahead and say that up front. This literally has nothing to do with me. This is just, it's not my idea. I'm not taking credit for this idea. This is just something that I have heard, and I'm gonna expand on that idea of someone else's. Okay, so with that being said, the If I Go Missing folder, I was talking about it to Will, and, I can't even remember what the conversation was about, but it was implying that he was the reason that I was going to go missing. And he was like, but I'm going to be the one who has your If I Go Missing folder. And I was like, oh, well, that's awful funny that you think that you're going to get my If I Go Missing folder there, white male, seemingly between the ages of 25 and 35, who looks completely normal. Yeah, no. He's not getting my If I Go Missing folder. I'm going to give it to my papa, because he is the most trustworthy person I know. And so I'm putting together an If I Go Missing folder. And you can say I'm crazy. But if you go missing and don't have this folder, you're going to wish that you had listened to those ladies on the True Crime podcast. And what else has been going on with me this week? Let's see, Aaron needs braces. He had an orthodontist appointment, and he has an overbite. I knew he was going to need braces because we went to the dentist, like, first part of March. He referred us to a dentist. But, now it's official that he does need those braces. And the last thing that I'm going to talk about, for what was going on in this week is, if your husband asks you if you notice anything different about his face, the wrong answer is you have a zit on your forehead. He was, less than amused than I was. And, that's about it for, what's going on with me. And now we're going to jump right into, episode 5 of The Tiger King. Episode number 5. Okay, so this episode had me having all the feels. I mean, all of them, from laughing, and I may have cried a little bit, and I'm telling you all of the feels. I'm gonna get to the crying part in a minute, but every episode there are so many things that I want to talk about. And this episode is not any different. Okay, so there's like a couple odd and end things that I need to get off my chest before I run through all of my emotions. Okay? This is like a therapy session. And I've just finished the episode and now I need to have my therapy session. So, Jeff Lowe. I just literally wrote down Jeff Lowe because he is a terrible person. I just look at his face and I just hate it. Like, and he's so, like, condescending. He just, like, the way I hate him. Okay? And speaking of faces that I hate, James Garrison. Okay? His face, it creeps me out. Okay? You just look at it and you know that he owns a creepy white van. Okay? There's no question in my mind. Okay? He's creepy. And he's friends with Jeff Lowe, and that's 2 strikes against him. You don't even get a 3rd strike. I do not like you. Okay? And then, this is the episode with the sardine oil comment from Carol Baskin. Oh, she so killed her husband, okay? And nobody is gonna convince me otherwise. And there's a song that I just listened to, and it's, like, literally been stuck in my head for, like a week, and it just runs through my head, and y'all all knew what song I'm talking about, but that's when I say Carol killed her husband. So, yeah, the sardine oil comment, we all know now, officially, that she fed her husband to a tiger. I know that there was that whole septic tank debate under something or other, but no, he got put in a meat grinder and poured a little sardine oil on, and then tiger food. And then the 3rd thing is the listening devices. So I'm kind of curious as to, first of all, who put these listening devices up? And, you know, who was even listening? Second of all, now, Jeff Lowe, whom we have established that I hate, is, you know, he keeps saying, like, the feds. I'm like, oh, okay, likely story. You know, like, I mean, I think he is saying the feds a little bit too much, so that way that's the kind of direction he wants us to go in. Like, if he says it enough, we're just gonna be like, oh, okay, I guess the feds really were, looking at Joe Exotic. No. I 100% believe that he... Okay, not 100% because I wasn't there. But I'm sure he put those listening devices up. I don't know why, because I haven't got that far yet. But he is so shady. I don't know why Joe would even trust this dude. His face... I keep saying things about their face, but you can tell a lot about somebody by their face. Like, James Garrison is a creep. Jeff Lowe is... not a good person. So, did Joe get screwed out of his zoo, or is he an idiot and he got what was coming to him? You know, because he gave it to Jeff so that Carol couldn't get it, and then Jeff ends up taking the zoo. So, I don't know. Okay, but now let's go. Now let me walk through all of my emotions, because in the beginning, I was laughing, like pretty hysterically laughing, because when Joe decides that he wants to run for president, and then he decides that he doesn't want to wait 4 years, so he's like, okay, well, never mind, I'm just gonna run for governor, you know, like, I guess that's the next best thing. So I'm just his campaign is ridiculous, or it was ridiculous, and I just laughed. And I mean, it reminded me of another certain campaign, you know, because it was just, oh man, Joe Exotic. I was like, I couldn't. And I don't know, I just could not take him seriously. I think it might be the eyebrow ring. I'm telling y'all. It's probably the eyebrow ring. Goes back to that whole face thing. And then I was crying. Yeah, I cried. I shed a couple tears because sweet, beautiful Travis, that just hurts my heart. Oh man, he was so young, and it was such a tragic accident that was like just, it was sad. I'm sad. And then I cried because my heart hurts. It hurt my heart. Man. But I was feeling good at the beginning of the episode, laughing at Joe running for governor because he was running as a libertarian and he doesn't even know what that is. So, why couldn't we end on a high note like that? Episode number 6. Okay, so I went into this episode and I'm kind of questioning, honestly, everything that I thought I knew, and I just don't even have a clue what's going on right now. Okay, so the first thing that I'm questioning is Joe himself, right? I mean, is he like the world's most unluckiest person, or is this some kind of like character that he's like built up, and that's not really who he is as a person? And so, I mean, I don't know if I hate Joe or if I don't mind him all that much. And I don't know. I want to say he's not a bad person, but you know, okay, so this is like where my mindset is when I start the episode. I'm like, who is Joe Exotic? But okay, so there's not too much that I want to talk about on this episode, except for Jeff Lowe is a I do not like to curse, but sometimes you just need to. He is a piece of shit. I do not like Jeff Lowe, even a tiny little bit. There is no redeeming qualities about this man at all. I don't like him. Okay, and you know, you can say whatever you want about Joe Exotic, but it all comes down to the fact that Jeff stole the zoo. Like, I don't. He stole Joe's zoo right from underneath him. And I guess, okay, so this is where I'm at after this episode, episode 6. I'm in fully, Jeff is a terrible person, and so is James Garrison and Alan Glover. Okay, so this is the episode where it's like did Joe hire someone to kill Carol? And I don't know, because I have so many thoughts, okay, that I need to organize them in my brain. Why would Joe hire someone who hates him to kill somebody? Like, that does not make any sense. And I know that Joe has made some questionable decisions up to this point, but I don't think that he would do that. Like, I'm not saying that he wouldn't hire someone to kill Carol because, they did have that undercover agent, and that was all shady to begin with because they were setting him up from day one. And anyway, that's not even the point. But I just do not believe that he would pay, that he would ask Alan Glover to do it because no. And then all of a sudden Jeff Lowe is on the government side, like an upstanding citizen that he is, and you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes, because dude got in trouble in Vegas and then all of a sudden wants to be on the government side. Yeah, sure you do. And once again, you can't see me, but I'm winking, like I got you. So okay. So at the end of this episode, this is where I'm at. I'm like, who is lying? Like, who is somebody is lying, and I want to know who it is. So I guess everybody's kind of a bad person, but who is the worst person? Episode number 7 and number 8, because I watched them both and then started the recording. So episode number 7 starts off with Jeff Lowe, and I immediately just wrote, ugh. Like, I hate this man. I have never met him, and I do not like him. Like, even just a little bit. And I don't, there's a lot of reasons why, but it all really came to a head. Okay, first of all, before I say that, how is he not in jail? I just don't understand why this man has not been arrested, because he is clearly a con artist. Like, there is no redeeming qualities about him. Like, even not even a little bit. And I was watching it, and like, I literally wrote down, how is Jeff not in jail? But then I remembered, because he made himself a little dilly deal with the feds, and somehow he's got off all scot-free. But literally as soon as I wrote that, like, the news anchor came on and was like, how has he not been, like, indicted on anything? I just and I'll go ahead and throw in my last thoughts about him from episode 8 too, from where he did the reunion or whatever. I'm a little disappointed that we agree on something, but what we agree on, I'm pretty sure that all of America agrees on, is that Carol killed her husband, and even more disturbing than that were their wedding photos. Just terrible, terrible things. All right, moving on. So this episode also had the trial. They were wanting to put him away, Joe away, for 79 years. And he ended up getting 22. He was found guilty on the killing and the transporting of the big cats. I don't know how. I don't think Joe was a very good person, and I mean, it doesn't, the Netflix documentary, it doesn't start off like portraying him as a bad person, but as it goes on, you're kind of like, oh. That's a little cringy. I think maybe he started as a good person and then just things kind of like escalated. And but I don't know if he deserves to be in prison for the rest of his life. But I mean, I don't get to make that call. Let's see. I'm just reading down my notes. Let's see. Why is Alan Glover in a bathtub? Like, don't nobody need to see that? Like, I'm not gonna be able to unsee it now, though. And speaking of ridiculous things, Let's talk about the fact that James Garrison rode off into the sunset on a jet ski. Like, who decided that? They were just like, all right, we want you to ride off into the sunset like a hero, but we don't want you to ride off on a horse like a Western. Let's just put you on a jet ski in the middle of Oklahoma. Like what? Wait, you know what? Now that I said that, where on earth were these people even at? Because I thought he was in Oklahoma, and where on earth are you jet skiing in Oklahoma? Okay, I know I said that I was done with Jeff Lowe, but I think I forgot to mention, well, I didn't forget to mention what a terrible person he was. But when he was talking about his wife and how she was pregnant and he couldn't wait for her to give birth to the baby so that she could go to the gym, like, are you serious right now? You are a disgusting human being. And then the best part about having the baby was the nanny. You are a disgusting human. And now I want to wrap things up. And I think it's weird that nobody testified for Joe. I mean, but well, when I wrote nobody's testifying for Joe, that was in episode 7. And then when I got to episode 8, I'm like, oh, they actually don't really like him. So it kind of makes sense that nobody would testify for him. But I'm like, not one person. No, he'd be like, hey, he was all right. Well, Saf did, in because he was talking about the Thanksgiving that Joe did that all the time, that he said that Joe, even though he did a lot of horrible things, that he did give back a lot as well. So I think my two favorite people were Saf and John, not John the husband, but John the one, the employee. Yeah, they're my favorite people. But let's talk about John Finley for a minute, because he looked like a completely different person. Like, I didn't even recognize him at first. Like, when you could see all the people on the side, like who they were going to be interviewing, and I was thinking, why are we why where's why is John not here? And then I was like, his glasses and his hair and his teeth and oh man, I don't know how I feel about this. First of all, he looks completely different. It's so crazy. And then I was a little disappointed that we didn't get to talk to Joe's new husband, Dylan. I'm surprised that he wasn't interviewed. But I mean, he wasn't really in the show all that much, but I'm kind of wondering what he's doing right now. Like, where is he at? So I wish we would have got to see what he was up to. But that is everything. That was the whole series. And it was quite the ride. Let me tell you, it was like a train wreck from episode 1, and I just couldn't look away. But like, those people are crazy. You can't even make some of this up. Like, I don't know how they got to that point, but hopefully the animals are being taken care of, and Carol goes away for murder. Final thoughts on this episode. The first thing that I should probably say is that this episode's title should be "I Hate Jeff Lowe, and These Are the Reasons Why," because I feel like the entire episode I literally just complained about Jeff Lowe for like at least 15 minutes of the 30-minute podcast are dedicated to what a terrible person he is. On a positive note, though, he makes every husband in the world look like a gem. Like, if Will's ever annoying me, I'm just gonna think, what would Jeff Lowe do? And all of a sudden, Will's looking like a pretty good person. Okay, and speaking of Will, so there was a part where I had said something about white male, seemingly between the ages of 25 and 35. So if you didn't listen to last week's podcast, that's kind of a reference to last week, because I've been listening to the True Crime podcast, and I said last week that if you are a white male between the ages of 25 and 35, I 100% do not trust you, because all serial killers seem to be white men between the ages of 25 and 35. So that's why Will's not getting my If I Go Missing folder. And I remembered the conversation about the If I Go Missing, because it seems like all of the True Crime podcasts that I've been listening to lately, it's all about how, a husband, a seemingly happy family, the husband will snap and kill his whole family. And they're like, well, what happened? He seems so normal. It's always those white men between 25 and 35 that just snap. But I'm like, okay, this is how the If I Go Missing folder was brought up. I'm like, well, if you decide that you want to leave me for your mistress in New Jersey, you don't need to bump me off first. So anyway, that's how the If I Go Missing folder came up. The next thing is, I'm still sad about Travis. He was so sweet and so pretty, and it just hurts my heart. And the last thing is, $3,000 for a hitman. Are you serious? You cannot buy a hitman for $3,000. That is not even a real thing. I mean, I don't personally know much about hiring a hitman, but I'm almost 1,000% positive that it's going to cost me more than $3,000. I might be going out on a limb, but sources would say that it's going to cost me more than that. I'm not going to Google it or anything, because if something ever happens to Will and in my search history, it says how much for a hitman. So we're just going to leave this up to the imagination. But that is everything for this episode. I hope that you have enjoyed it. You can reach out to me on Facebook or on Anchor. You can leave me a message. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure that you are subscribing or following on whatever platform it is that you're listening on, so that way you automatically get each new episode as they're released. And don't forget, new episodes every Thursday. Thanks, everybody.